Our Lady of Sorrows reveals to us the amazing discovery that I have made in my therapy practice, the unbelievable power of sadness to heal. I began observing in all of my clients as I began hearing and listening to their stories in depth. I work with many different types of people. People that have OCD, people that have anxiety, people that have depression and grief, alcoholism and fears, as well as just general struggles in life. And as I began piecing together all of the different struggles that they had, sadness and their failure to deal with it properly was at the bottom of all of it. I began observing this. When you look at a child, its default emotion is joy. We are all born happy. Then something happens, and the very first emotion that we feel, whether we recognize it or not, is sadness. And our response to that can color and move forward our life in all types of ways. Often we reject it or we are afraid of it because sadness reveals to us our own vulnerability. And many people reject it and turn to pride. And then they get stuck in that. They are overwhelmed by it and they want to numb it. And then they begin turning to alcoholism. Or they feel their own weakness because of the sadness, and they want to control it in all types of ways. And this causes anxiety, and this causes OCD, which is above all a desire to control unpredictability rooted in a failure to accept sadness. You see it with people that stuff it and hide it and shove it under a rug, and that turns into grief. And others that they don't want to admit that that's what they're feeling. And so out of pride, they turn to anger. When I look at all these different disorders, and we all experience these in smaller or greater ways, sadness is at the root of it. Our Lady of Sorrows shows us to embrace this emotion with courage. And when we embrace sadness, we acknowledge our own vulnerability. From that, we gain humility. And where humility is, the devil is not, and God is there. God comes to meet us in the sadness and to feel it with us. And we come to understand something deep about God, that He feels our sadness in His own heart. He experiences it Himself. He feels every last drop of it. Why don't we embrace sadness? When you look at all the different stories that I hear, and probably your own story, it's because of our parents and our presumption about how they are. Many of our parents tell us, don't feel that. You cannot feel sadness, or they don't model it to us. Or they are not a safe place for us to feel it. And then we project these images that our parents have put onto us, onto God, that God is like that too, that God is a jerk, that He doesn't care about our sadness, that He doesn't feel it, that He doesn't understand it, that He doesn't want us to feel it, or that he won't come to rescue us. When in fact, everything is exactly oppositely true. And the Blessed Mother shows us. She teaches us by embracing this emotion the truth about God. And then we understand the great power of sadness, that it could be an offering, a sacrifice, a path towards holiness, something that we can offer to God that will move His own heart to request whatever it is that we need in the moment. And then we lose all fear. Embracing sadness is the key to eliminating all these things in our life: fear, control, pride, arrogance. Stop believing the lies that the devil places in your mind that keeps you from embracing this powerful emotion. Embrace it like the Blessed Mother, and you will see immense change and healing in your life.